Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
Yesterday, I mentioned that next Monday, January 28th, will be an important day at the Capitol. We begin at noon with a rally on the front steps, then move to the House and Senate Education Committees for hearings on three important bills. One would force schools to get parental permission before teaching anything of a sexual nature. This grew out of the sex education beginning in kindergarten debate that took place in Helena 3 years ago. Another would save the state millions of dollars by allowing students to transfer from public to private schools by means of a scholarship. In Montana, it costs about half as much to educate a student in a private school as it does in a public school, $5,500 versus $11,000. Therefore, for every student who transfers, the state saves about $5,500. And before you worry that every student in the state will transfer, let's take a quick look at Arizona, where this has been in place for over a decade and 90% of the students still attend public schools. Think about it. If your child's doing well in a public school, why would you switch? Those who transfer are the ones who are doing poorly for one reason or another, and are in danger of dropping out. The third bill is a simple tax credit to help offset tuition expenses because the scholarships are never 100%. Besides the rally and the hearings, this is a chance to see the legislature in action. We'll spend time in the House and Senate galleries watching actual floor debate. It's your chance to see how laws are actually made. The hearing rooms have galleries as well, and we want as many people as possible to attend because there's strength in numbers, but not everyone has to testify. We realize that some people are a little gun-shy when it comes to speaking in public. And that's okay. Simply being there shows your support. For those who do want to speak, we're looking for people with a story to tell. Maybe you have a child who was struggling in one school and transferred to another where they blossomed, or your child was forced to sit through a school assembly where Planned Parenthood presented sexually explicit material in a co-ed setting. These are the stories the committee needs to hear. If you plan to speak, remember a few simple rules. First, the committee will be excited to hear from you. They hear from professional lobbyists all the time, but they really want to hear from the general public. They also realize you're in unfamiliar territory and you're probably nervous, so they'll do everything they can to put you at ease. They don't expect you to know all the protocols. They just want to hear your story. The second thing to remember is that not only is brevity the soul of wit, it also makes for more compelling testimony. Don't let your testimony go longer than 2 minutes. The chairman will probably limit the overall testimony to about an hour, and there will be a long line of people behind you who want to speak as well. Writing your speech out is the best way to make sure you stay on point and don't ramble. 2 minutes goes very fast, and you want to make sure you hit all of your points. Third, remember that you catch more flies with honey than with vinegar. Be polite and positive. Don't go on a rant. Tell the committee that passing the bill will lead to more positive outcomes for more families. And finally, dress well. As I tell my kids, people only take you as seriously as you take yourself, and blue jeans with holes in the knees convey the wrong message. We hope you'll come to the Capitol next Monday to give your valuable input, because as I always say, for the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.